Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Welcome back, Brooks.
Hello again, Robin.
And our regular Superior-based reporter for WPR News, Danielle Kading, is off this week. But before she left, she filed this piece about a settlement available to those who experienced the Husky plant explosion in 2018. Here's her report.
The explosion caused a temporary evacuation of the city, displacing residents. Up to 20,000 community members who are 18 and older can seek payment for things like lodging or lost wages. Attorney Gordon Rudd represented residents who filed the lawsuit.
The settlement provides an easy, confidential way for people who were in Superior during the evacuation to receive $150 per person and potentially as much as $200 per person or $400 per household. We encourage everyone to make a claim by November 3rd.
People can file claims on the settlement's website. Husky is not admitting any wrongdoing or liability as part of the agreement.
And that was WPR Superior-based reporter Danielle Kading, who is away. But Brooks, you're not going to miss her because she also filed this report about fears of an undercount in the census by the region's Native American tribes due to the COVID-19 crisis. Here again is Danny.
The state's population of American Indians remained relatively stable at roughly 48,000, but Red Cliff Tribal Chairman Christopher Boyd says the COVID-19 pandemic made it very difficult to get a complete count of their community.
Many tribal members tried hard to limit contact, you know, we're dealing with a global pandemic.
The Red Cliff Tribe conducted outreach over the phone or through email as 2020 marked the first time people could respond online. But Boyd says many members still struggle with internet and cell phone coverage. In 2010, the Census Bureau estimated American Indians living on reservations were undercounted by nearly 5%, more than twice the rate of other racial minorities. The state's Hispanic and Asian American populations saw double-digit gains over the last decade.
And that was Danielle Kading of WPR News. So, Brooks, what's been happening more immediately, in addition to all the smoke and fire?
How about a great rebound for the shipping industry?
I'll take it.
Total tonnage through the port of Duluth Superior has really bounced back from last year's, you know, pandemic slump. For the first half of the Great Lakes shipping season, the port is 12% above the five-year average and 31% above last year's lows. In 2020, the Duluth Superior Port recorded its lowest tonnage totals since 1938. But a rebound in the steel industry and the ensuing effect on northern Minnesota's iron ore industry and mines has meant that we're seeing a lot more ships coming in and out of the port, sending that taconite to steelmakers on the Great Lakes. And overall, that has led the economy more or less to thrive. Shipping is a very good indicator for how the regional economy is doing.
All right. Well, that's the story on the water. How about the land or buying land or houses on the land?
Well, good luck if you're in that market right now. The Duluth, Superior, the regional housing market, all of it nationally, it's all just wild right now. Prices are going way up. Supply is way down. And the median sale price in the Duluth area this summer hit a new record of nearly $250,000. So half of all homes sold that month sold for more. So I took a look at census data recently and compared it to what we're seeing in the housing market. You know, Duluth Superior, they're not really growing substantially. They're not adding a lot of population. Yet we're having this housing crisis. There's just not enough places for people who want to be here to go. I found that there are two major reasons for that. One is that population growth is driven by migration rather than births. People aren't having as many children, so the average household size is smaller, which means if we have the same population, which we have had for about 30 years now, that we're going to need more housing units because the number of people per house is smaller. So that gets to the crux of needing more housing. Duluth has not built a lot of new single-family homes, but we do have a lot of new multifamily development, especially in the works. So for the next few years, we're probably going to see more people coming to Duluth renting while we figure out how to build. And I know Superior and Duluth have both given away or sold cheap land to try to encourage development. It's a sticky place, but until, you know, we start building more, it's going to be expensive. It's going to be a difficult and emotional ride for home buyers, and sellers are going to be making a lot of money.
Well, thank you for that actually in-depth analysis. And as we work on that housing shortage, I understand the city is considering addressing some of the problems in downtown Duluth.
Yeah, there's a proposal to hire a new downtown street outreach worker for downtown Duluth, but it's met some resistance from city council members and the local NAACP. What's proposed is a downtown and Canal Park specific social worker or someone with similar qualifications who would connect homeless and folks experiencing mental health issues with services that they may need, whether it's shelter or addiction or any kind of crisis intervention they might need. The city says this is preferable to sending police or adding someone else. Some of the pushback comes from a bigger citywide proposal that's still in the works to do just this kind of work, but not focused on downtown specifically. So some city councilors and leaders of the local NAACP say, hey, let's figure out the citywide issue before we just go ahead and take some of this money and put it toward a downtown-only issue. So the city council will again take it up in a couple weeks, and they're going to have to decide whether they want to do both or just stick with one citywide crisis intervention initiative. And so it sounds like, if I may be a little analytical here, that they will probably do both. There's $300,000 is being requested for this program, and it's all coming from federal American Rescue Plan money. But if it doesn't happen, there is still a push to put in a pilot program for crisis intervention in Duluth.
All right. Well, thank you for even more analysis. We've been speaking with Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thanks, Robin.
You can read the stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau at www.startribune.com/North Report. And be sure to subscribe to their local newsletter. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you with more than music of Afro Geo doing her rendition of Demi Lovato's Anyone. Stay safe, everyone.
I tried to talk to my piano. I tried to talk to my guitar. Talk to my imagination. Confided into alcohol. I tried and tried and tried some more. Told secrets till my voice was sore. It's empty conversation, 'cause no one hears me anymore. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. Why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening, anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. Oh, anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. I used to crave the world's attention. I think I cried too many times. I just need some more affection. Anything to get me by. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. Why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening, anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. Oh, anyone. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening.